Om Shanti. Today we are continuing the second part in the series of C-Self. In the last recording, we spoke about the three aspects of mind which causes triggers in the mind and how to journal them. Then we spoke about sanskar activation, and we also spoke about the subtle switches of the sanskar. Today I want to talk further on the C-Self aspect with Baba's blessings. So the first thing that we have to remember post our sanskar activation is to notice what is the range of my expression. What do I mean by the term range of my expression? When I am in the field of service or when I am with others, as I spoke before, we keep activating sanskars either with or without awareness. But in order to know what is the role that I need to play currently, I need to know what is my highest best sanskar and what is the lowest worst sanskar that I possess or I activate. Here by highest best, I mean the sanskar which uses least of my time, is comfortable for me and allows me to grow. And by the term lowest worst, I mean the sanskar which wastes my time, which creates or activates lower self behaviors in me, and which pulls me down into karma from which I cannot free myself, which gives me a feeling of denseness, of heaviness. So that is the lowest worst sanskar. So if I am in the zone of yoga, if I have cleansed my intellect properly, if I have confessed to Baba my four switches of the personality, as we spoke about in the last episode, if I have confronted the desires and the needs and attitudes within me, if I am aware of my sanskar activation range, then it would be easier for me to know my highest best and my lowest worst sanskar. A sanskar from the lower self, for example, let me say I have a sanskar of talking, and when I come into Gyan, Baba uses it for service. Baba uses it in order to teach others or talk to others or give information, whichever way Baba uses it. But as I grow as a spiritual seeker, as I grow as a Raja Yogi, I have to remember that at some point I have to let go of that sanskar of talking, and my need to activate that sanskar should reduce, because it is going to use time and I should become more thought-based. That should be the idea of the silence that we practice. So when I am a senior seeker, I should know that this is my sanskar of talking, which gets activated if I am not aware of my sanskars. So hence we have to be aware of my lowest worst sanskar and my highest best sanskar. That is the range of my expression. This is the first aspect of the range of my expression. I could have many other middle self sanskars. I could have many other higher self sanskars. As Baba speaks about being in the memory of the visual memory of the five forms. So when I am in that space, I can easily activate any one of the sanskars from that zone. But coming back into my lower self sanskars is going to use time. So I have to be aware of my range of expression of sanskars. I need to know my lowest worst and my highest best. This is the first aspect of range of expression. The second aspect of range of expression of my sanskars is to know what is best possible as a service role for me. We all see the dadis, we have seen Brahma Baba, we see a lot of senior sisters, we see speakers of Baba who give speeches in the world outside. We have a lot of material in front of us in order to emulate, in order to follow, in order to make an example of and use it in our life. But at the same time, we have to realize that Dadi's role or the role of some senior person or the role of any person in the yajna is not my role. So if I am not aware of my range of expression, that is, what is my current role and what is the need of that role in the drama, it is possible that I would be copying somebody or following somebody in the blind belief that that is what I have to do. So we have to get to a space in our mind, be honest with Baba about our desires, and our desires will show us what is the range of our expression. Along with our desires, there are certain truths in the drama, because each of us has been given a very unique, specific role, and we have to play that role to our best. But if we are going to look at others and believe that that is our role, then we are not being true to ourselves. So here again, the second aspect of knowing the range of expression is to know what is my current reality, what is the most comfortable, best service that I can do, and which role fits me currently in the right way. So this is also knowing the range of expression of my sanskars. This allows me to be free from waste. I do not, in a blind belief, activate sanskars in a copycat manner from others. I may use some of their teachings and I may learn how to incorporate a lot of things into my life based on their life. But my role is unique. My part is unique. And I have to negotiate that through my desires, through the current reality in my drama, and through yoga with Baba. Because Baba will make it very clear to me as to what is my range of expression. If I do not do this, then I am going to break a spiritual leg by unnecessarily getting into modes of sanskar activation which are not going to help me. I will give you my own example in this regard. For a long time, I have been, as I said before, I have been serving through certain centers in an incognito way. But there was also this need to be in the family or grihastha. And many a times I wanted to completely walk over to the other side. But through yoga, Baba stopped me from doing that because I understood that my primary karma was here. And it took me a long time to assimilate it and accept it in as my range of expression. But the moment I accepted that destiny of mine, I found other ways and means to serve in my current reality. So although even if we experience that there is a capacity to be like some senior person or teacher or dadi or whatever, seeing self essentially means, and I'm going to underline this fact because I have seen many Brahmins trying to emulate something which is not their own, because of which then they get disheartened by their efforts. And so seeing the self means to know clearly, first, as in the range of expression, my highest best and lowest worst sanskar, that is those sanskars which give me more comfort and the sanskars which use more time and do not give me comfort. And the second aspect is, what is my current reality, what is my driving desire, and what is it that Baba wants me to do, which I have to negotiate through my relationship with Baba and understand. So this is the first aspect, the fourth aspect of C-Self, understanding the range of your expression. Then in this particular zone, I also want to talk about another aspect of C-Self, and that aspect is checking your intellect for subtle influence. We spoke about the mind zone and the sanskar zone in the previous episode. Today we will try to understand what is it that the intellect does for us. In yoga, Baba has asked us many a time to be honest about our thoughts in the intellect. So the intellect is the wall which brings that balance between the mind and the sanskar zone. But in order to be centered on what the intellect is trying to tell me, madhyaji bhava essentially means to be centered on what the intellect wants to tell me. So when I understand what the intellect wants to tell me about my current reality, I will be able to better play my role. I will be able to activate a better way of using my sanskars, and I will also be able to give more time to be in the company of Baba, which is the need for yoga. So in order to keep the intellect open and in a state of reception, in order to be able to receive those touchings and catchings that Baba talks about, I need to be free from subtle influence and impression in the intellect. So knowing my range of sanskars also frees me from influence in the intellect. It allows me to know that even if I have a subtle influence from some person of authority or some person whom I admire, I have to let go of it after I have learnt what is it that I have to learn as a Rajayogi. The influence happens initially so that I can learn something from them. But I have to let go of that influence and come back to my zone of C-Self. Because influence clogs the filter of the intellect. In the same manner, impression is a very subtle energy imprint in the mind which stays in my zone, probably even in an unaware manner. I am not aware of the impressions I carry. So I have to let go of those impressions also. I could use a simple affirmation to do it in meditation, or I could visualize that from my soul the energies of impression and influence are vanishing and flying off back to where they came from. I could use any technique in order to free myself from impression and influence. Freeing the self from impression and influence allows me to view God in a better manner. The filter of my subconscious, the spectacle of my attitude, get dirty because of the influence and impression that I carry within me. And it could be any number of influences and impressions, because I have been with souls for 5,000 years. They could come from a past birth even. So I need to constantly work in yoga, in meditation with Baba to clear off the influence and impression that I hold in my mind, so that my filter is clear and I am able to view myself and Baba in a better manner. I am able to understand my sanskars better, my range better, my current reality, my drama, my role better, and I am also able to understand what is it that Baba is trying to do with me in my life currently. So this is the second aspect about the intellect, keeping the intellect free of impression and influence. And in this second point that I want to mention is that as we walk on the path of service, we have certain sanskars, like say for example being a teacher. So we create new neural pathways when we are activating such sanskars. And let us say if I have been a teacher for 20 years, so my neural pathway is so strong, the sanskar is so strong, that I am not able to let go of the role easily. Now later, as I come to a space where I get more time, where I need not really be a teacher, there are other people to take on that role. There are other people to do different kinds of service which I was doing previously. And let us say now I have more time to spend with myself and with Baba, because there are other shoes which can fill those needs. But then because of my own neural pathways and conditioning of being a teacher, I get into that space of sanskar activation again. I get into the space of activating that old behavior which is no longer needed by the drama. So this is also a subtle kind of influence and impression in the intellect. So in yoga, we need to harness that power from Baba so that that old neural pathway is no longer activated, and I am able to accept a less karma intense role for myself. If Baba wants me to be silent or less karma intense, if he does not want to me to be out there or talk about things, or if he wants me to be in his company, but if I have a strong intellect influence of my old neural pathways and sanskars, then there will be a tussle between what Baba wants from me and what my neural pathways are calling me to do. So this also has to be paid attention to. We have to work on that subtle desire which or attitude which had activated that role for me but which is no longer needed, and I have to also work on accepting a less karma intense role, because that is the only way I can walk to the path of being karmatit. When I was in that field of service, I needed it in order to become complete. But if now I have become complete, then I need to let go of that, and I need to free my intellect of the influence and impression that exists. So these are the four things we spoke about today. One is range of expression with two subdivisions. One, first knowing my highest, best and lowest, worst time using sanskars, and the second, my current reality, drama and yoga, which shows to me what is my best role that I need to activate as per the drama. That is the range of expression. And the second aspect that we spoke about is influence and impression in the intellect. So cleansing of the influence and impression collected over a number of years or births through yoga power, and being able to view myself in a better way, And second aspect is cleansing myself, my intellect, of the hold of the old sanskars, of the sanskars that I want to merge, merging the neural pathways for that, so that I am able to accept a less karma intense role for myself and go to the space where Baba wants me to be more and more karmatit. So these are the four aspects that we spoke about. I would like to continue other things which are on my mind currently about this see-self aspect in another recording. And I hope that I am able to make sense of whatever Baba is trying to give me for those people who are working on their inner selves in order to grow to the space of being a Rajarishi. Thanks for listening to me. Om Shanti.